Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Prank. There is some good news as we head into the July 4th weekend. According to preliminary crash data from the Montana Highway Patrol, there have been 65 fatalities on Montana highways as we hit the midway point of 2026. That's through July 1st. For the same period in 2025, there have been 86 fatalities recorded. The Montana Department of Transportation notes that those figures are based on ongoing investigations and should be considered preliminary and subject to change. Montana remains free of invasive mussels, but the threat is moving closer. As we move into the heart of the summer boating season, the Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is reporting today on that case we mentioned a few days ago that invasive quagga mussels have been detected in Oregon's Prineville Reservoir. Meanwhile, officials in North Dakota and South Dakota have now confirmed new zebra mussel infestations in several regional lakes. FWP's Aquatic Invasive Species Bureau Chief Tom Wolf says the situation makes it more important now than ever that boaters in Montana follow the clean, drain, and dry protocol before entering Montana waters. So far this year, inspectors have checked over 42,000 watercraft across the state, uncovering 16 vessels carrying invasive hitchhikers. Remember, you can learn more about protecting Montana's waterways at fwp.mt.gov. And remember, it is the law to stop at those check stations with your boats. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is seeking public comment on a unique proposal in Fergus County. The department is looking to purchase a 99-year conservation easement on the 3,600-acre Hannah Ranch, which is located on the western foothills of the Big Snowy Mountains. The project aims to protect critical deer and elk habitat while significantly increasing public access to the far western edge of the 120,000-acre Big Snowy National Forest Range. If approved, this would be the first easement of its kind for FWP, potentially serving as a new model for future habitat and access projects. This is the Montana State News Network.